Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this recording is called Asa, 1 Kings, and the Victoria Cross. How many heroes can one family handle? Penny and I visited Penshurst Place yesterday. Some of the buildings date back to 1341, and since 1552 it has been in the hands of the Sydney family. Their history is full of public service, political involvement, and, well, bravery. Perhaps the most remarkable family events of the last 100 years were the awarding of Victoria Cross medals to both the father-in-law, John Vereker, 6th Viscount Gort, and the son-in-law, William Sidney, 1st Viscount Delisle, in successive world wars. The Victoria Cross is a medal conferred on British soldiers for exceptional valour. It's the highest possible award. You have to do something incredibly brave, i.e. what would look foolish to normal people, to win one. It's worth reading the citations regarding the actions in which these men were involved, and I guarantee you'll be in awe of their courage. It is a sad fact, however, that the generational passing on of good character is rare in the Bible record. I'm reading 1 Kings at the moment, and the list of father-to-son failures is long. In fact, it's not uncommon for a bad king to be followed by a bad son. I mean, speaking of Ahaziah, the Bible says, "He served and worshipped Baal and aroused the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, just as his father had done." That's 1 Kings 22. But a good father to a good son is rare. What are we to do if the hoped-for transference of good character and faith does not occur? Should we give up? No, not at all. There is reason for hope. We'll do well to remember that good influence sometimes skips a generation or two. In 1 Kings 15, we see this comment: "Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as his father David had done." But David was not literally Asa's father. Nonetheless, David's influence lived on, and Asa took that same spirit and lived to different standards to those of his physical father. Chapter 15, verse 12 to 15, he expelled the male shrine prostitutes from the land, got rid of all the idols. He deposed his grandmother, Maacah, from her position as queen mother because she made a repulsive image for the worship of Asherah. Asa cut it down, burned it in the Kidron Valley. His heart was fully committed to the Lord. He brought into the temple the silver and gold, the articles that he and his father had dedicated. It's a good record. For sure, there are other positive ways to respond when it becomes clear that the next generation is not following good principles and teachings, but we should never forget that the fruit of our labours may be seen in a generation or two, even after we are gone from this earth. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.